As Indiana's legislative session moves into its second half, and with an election year just around the corner, agriculture leaders say now is the time for farmers and rural residents to speak up. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen.
One person has a voice.
That's farmer and Hamilton County Farm Bureau President George Kakasulif, who stresses that decisions being made right now at the State House will shape everything from farm policy and land use to taxes, infrastructure, and rural communities for years to come.
I think it's an important time because at the halfway point of the session, it's the where you can see what's been talked about so far, what's cleared one house and is yet to clear the other house, and kind of spur some discussions on how certain legislations can be improved and where they need to go from here in order to be the best they can be for agriculture.
Organizations like Indiana Farm Bureau offer programs that help everyday Hoosiers engage with lawmakers, learn how the legislative process works, and share their stories effectively.
At an early age in Farm Bureau, I decided to send an email to one of my legislators, and I thought, there's no way he's going to respond to me. I'm a 23-year-old kid, and he doesn't really care what I have to say, right? But he called, and he had a conversation about it, and he explained why he felt like my concern would be addressed in the upcoming legislation. And I just thought, wow, if they're willing to take the time to personally call someone like myself, then I can make a difference, and I can get involved and make relationships and hopefully provide some good outcomes for agriculture.
With lawmakers drafting final versions of bills and candidates preparing for campaign season, farm leaders say silence is not an option. Getting involved now helps ensure agriculture remains a priority, not just during elections, but all year long. Find more on this story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.